So the question is about how we can keep more upbeat about things when in this work we are drawn to see so much of the proprium on a daily basis. And this seeing makes things difficult and can even create a sense of sadness. Okay, yeah, look, I think what's interesting, you know, if you set yourself a task, so if we keep it fairly straightforward, I set myself a task, I'm going to be more patient with or in this particular situation or whatever it happens to be. It doesn't matter how you frame things, I'm going to be more charitable, I'm going to be kinder. You know, as soon as you set a task like this, what's going to present itself is the opposite. It always does. It just makes us, it just puts us into a position of contrast. And what I would say in terms of direct response to what you've said is that you got the relief, right? It shifted. So there are times when things need to be looked at that are proprial in nature, and there are times when we get respite from it. It's not a case that one is, you know, that there's one particular way over another way. I mean, what it is that we have to respond to what the word offers us. And often becoming overwhelmed by the proprium is due to the fact that we are identifying with what's presenting as being ourself, which it's not. And that's the problem. The problem is that there is a tendency to identify. So what we get when we fall into those states is an opportunity to see that we are actually identified, because what we're doing is we're claiming what is of the hells as our own. And, you know, that's gonna depress anybody, right? So the way that the affections that tie us into that trap are dealt with is this process of being identified, realizing we're identified, pulling back, looking to the Lord to assist and deliver us. And it's through that process that our affections that tie us into what is lower get weakened and eventually can be severed in some way, you know, and we will move on to the next thing. I mean, this is just what this kind of work is really about. So, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, as I've said before, you know, like if we're disappointed because of, you know, what we see concerning the proprium, it shows that there's a level of non-acceptance of what the word says the proprium is. So that's kind of a flip aspect to it. You know, like we're identified, so we struggle with that identification because we take it as ourself, right? But it also says that it sort of says that we're expecting the proprium to be better than what the word describes it as, you know. So and we know that's just not possible. I mean, what's happening here is that we are in a process whereby the sense of self we have that's tied into the love of self and love of the world is being dealt with, so that a sense of self that is tied into loving the Lord and loving our neighbor can become what rules in us. And, you know, we've spent a lifetime building up a sense of self that is opposed to these things. So it's going to take a while for things to reorder themselves.